We're now still in Sydney, and we're now on the dockside with the Logos berth alongside here, and I'm now about to have a chat with Stella, and she will tell us where she comes from, her background, how she come to know the Lord Jesus as her Savior, and I'll leave it entirely over to you, Stella.
My name is Stella Chen. I'm from Hong Kong. And when I was around the age of 15, at that time, I went to an English school to study in Hong Kong, and my English was so poor. So I went to a nearby Sunday school, and it taught us in Chinese about the Bible. So I was thinking that by going to that Sunday school, I might get a higher mark in my religious education in my own school. So that's the motive why I went to the Sunday school. And before I become a Christian, all the time I was just telling myself, no, you know, don't believe in anything. Believe in yourself, and you can conquer the world by yourself. But one day I was ill and lying in bed. As I was lying in bed, I really thought of something deep. I thought of, if I died, what would happen to me? As I thought of that, I remembered there were a few verses that I had memorized when I was in Sunday school. I didn't know, I really didn't know why. It just came at that time into my memory. And I remember three verses. The first one is that it's appointed every man will die, but after death there's judgment. And I said, well, I do agree that every man will die. And if really the Bible's true, that means that after death there's some more things. So then the second verse came to me, and it's all have sinned and come short of God's glory. And at that time I said, well, I'm not that sinful. I never robbed a bank. I never killed any people. But I couldn't really I couldn't really hide that I do have greediness. I do have jealousy and all these not good, you know, and it's sin. So I said, okay, then I admit that I'm a sinner. And if sin doesn't matter, then I can forget about it. But then the third verse came to my mind. It was, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this just really worked in my heart. And I said, well, if the Bible is really true, and if there's a really true God, and I realized that at that time, Jesus is not in my life, and if I died, that means I'll go to eternal death. So I cried out, I said, if there's really true God, I would like to believe. But help me, I don't want to believe in others, I only want to believe in a true God. And I'll describe as I started to really search for God, but actually now I realize it's God's search for me. And then I went to a youth group, and in the youth group, something just attracted me very much. It's the love in the midst of these young people, and I could see their love. I could see they have peace, they have joy, and they seem to have purpose in life, and that's what I want. So I asked one of them what's the secret that their life is so different from mine, and then he just told me clearly. He said, well, you know, I've turned away from my own way and turned to God, and Jesus gave me a new life. And then, you know, it just really clicked to my heart, and I just thought, well, if being a Christian is really have a new life, and that's so different, then I would like to become one. But of course, at the same time, I realized to become a Christian, it means that you have to ask Jesus to come into your life as Lord and Savior. And to ask Him as Lord, that means to control your whole life. But I could see their life is so different that I remember one night, I just have to kneel down and to tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I need you. Please come into my life to cleanse my sins and to come into my life to be my Lord, my King, and my Savior. And I hand over my life to you. And I just said simple prayer like this, but I can see now, when I look back, life really different. And previously, I do have a scared about death. But now I realize that death to me is just like open another door and going to a better, more wonderful place that Jesus has prepared for me. And also, now I face difficulties in this world, and I'm happy to live in this world. The reason is because Jesus is with me. And every morning when I got up, And Jesus can be so near. I can just tell Jesus, good morning, Jesus, you know. So I just feel that to be a Christian is just so wonderful, and He's so real, and He's alive today. And how I come to join the Logos, actually, after my secondary school, and I went to do my nursing, and then I went to Scotland to do my midwifery. And then in Scotland, I went to a missionary training college for 2 years. And during that time, the Lord called me to Africa. And I went to Africa to serve the Lord for 2.5 years. And then it was in Africa, just before I was planning to leave Africa and go back home. And then the Logos visited Africa at that time. So I heard about the Logos. And the Lord showed me that I have to pray about this ministry. So when I went back home for that year, I really prayed for a year, and the burden was really more and more about this the ship that travel around the world and preach the gospel. And eventually I just have to obey God. And all the time now, I just have to say, Lord, please help me to be a soft clay, and let Your hand to mold me in the way that You want me to be. I just want to be the woman that God wants me to be. So, and you said that I have to tell the age. Well, I'm not young anymore. I'm 33.
Tremendous. You know, that's the same age as Joe Murray, because he was 33 too. Some days ago, I think, up in Brisbane, could we remember that. Stella, that is fantastic. You know, you answered a question I was going to ask you. You may like to elaborate a little bit on it. We've been asking all the different folk we've chatted to today on interviews what they mean by taking Jesus as Lord. You've already said this, that you had to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior who controls your life. Would you like to elaborate what it means on taking Jesus as Lord?
What I can tell is like if in your heart there is a throne or a chair that is the only chair, and usually before you receive the Lord Jesus, you yourself sit on the chair and direct, be the director, you know,
yes,
of your life.
Yes.
But now, once that I accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior, and I myself willing to go down from the chair and let Jesus to sit on the chair to direct my life, and I'm willing to follow what He plans and what He wants me to do.
Tremendous. Thank you, Stella. Now, before I let you go, you've been to China, because
yes,
we heard this in the World Conference yesterday, and I know what you've said there will be covered on that cassette, but would you like to just maybe one or two questions in this regard? With going into China, had you any fear of, well, the fact of the history that the communists have taken over, they're in control, you're now out of there, and as a Christian you're going back as a tourist, but you're really with the desire to witness to others. Had you any fear of going back into China?
Well, I have to say, each time when I go back to China, when went to China, and with some friends with me, and we are all Christians, and we pray very hard together, and we do have fear. I mean, humanly speaking, we do have. But as we pray and ask the Lord to empower us with His strength, and as we walk in the way of the Lord who leads us, and in His own good timing, in His own way, and then the fear just went away. And, you know, I just put my little hand in God's hand and let Him lead me and guide me. So, humanly speaking, yeah, really afraid inside my heart, but just asking the Lord and telling the Lord to really help us to be willing even to die for His sake, and give us the grace, a sufficient grace, to do whatever He wants.
Thank you, Stella. We trust you have a pleasant, safe trip to Melbourne. And in Melbourne, you will meet up with more Christians, be a challenge to them, and also be a time of refreshing there. And we wish you God's speed and God's blessing as you continue with the Logos. How long will you be on the Logos altogether?
I joined the Logos last year, August. So now it is 1 year, a bit more. But actually, I have spent 5.5 months in India.
Yes.
So it's not that long. And God willing, I'll be with the ship until the ship go back to Hong Kong again. Most probably it's next year, August.
Ah, tremendous. God bless you. Thanks again for sharing this time with us. And I trust again, as we've said with all the others, those who listen to this cassette may be challenged and encouraged by what you're telling us now.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
God bless.